and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see
him in my show. Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got JC, we got you. Don't forget, we've got Around the NFL coming your way at 8:35. But first, it's Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by...
Here's Shay Norley.
Good morning, boys. How are we? How
Any fine sponsor you'd like to plant your flag on Shot, No Shot? It's available right now. Only thing on the show available. Good morning, Secretariat.
Get your beak out of there. What is... Get out. Get back in the paddock. It's not his time yet. Why don't you control that horse, for God's sakes?
That horse has got my heart.
That horse is out of the barn.
That horse is awesome.
You need a sponsor first.
Horse is just a spirit. Yeah. A ghost running through this
what in the
studio.
Hell?
You can't control the ghost.
Brought to you by... Here's Shay Norman.
Brought to you by me. All right, boys, let's get started with Shot or No Shot.
Back in the paddock.
There has been talk about how this season played out perfectly for the Chicago Bears. The team secured a top-four pick guaranteed regardless of the results of the final week of the season. And Justin Fields has looked every part of the franchise guy. Yep. He posted stats that exceeded Mike Vick's first Pro Bowl season, which was also Vick's second season in the league. So pretty good company to be among. Shot or No Shot, given the context of what this season was, you can call it a success for the Bears.
That is a no shot. It's a no shot. So what if I made the had the scenario that the season's a success if the Bears get to the playoffs after the 24th season? But boy, that all that tanking and getting that those free agents and being able to hit in the draft, boy, that is now that's a successful season. You mission accomplished, Mr. President. Mission accomplished. Unfurl the banner. You're able to tank and get exactly what you wanted. In 24, you're in the playoffs, or at least in the mix. That would be a successful season. At this point in time, this is crap.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you. This is a successful season because at the end of said season, you have the most cap space. You're going to pick no worse than two if you don't screw around and win this weekend. And you know you have your franchise quarterback. So, yeah, look.
That's bad business, what you're saying there. It's bad business.
What did you think you were going to get this year?
No, I understand, but just to say that losing is successful, you can't determine that until you see what happens in the draft and free agency. You don't know.
To this point in time, if they don't win on Sunday and they pick no worse than two, they know they've got their quarterback going forward, and they know that they have cleared the books to be able to do some things. Now, if 2 years from now we look back and go, oh, I guess that Kevin White pick didn't work for Ryan Poles. Oh, I guess the trade up for Mitch Trubisky didn't work. Well, then we're right back where we started. Mm-hmm. But at this point in time, I got Justin and I got space and high picks and extra draft capital. Wildly successful.
What's the new social media adage? What is that, Shay? New year, same me?
Yeah.
Now that's exactly what the Bears, I mean, all these losses. I can't wake up in the morning and say, I'm looking forward to losing the day. I'm optimistic because I'm going to lose the day.
But you're not losing the day. You can look at it a different way. I'm winning the day. I've got a quarterback. Can you imagine if Justin was no good? If Justin was horrible and you had to move on and you squeaked out six wins and you're picking 11th, that's a wildly awful result.
You just hope this coaching staff isn't retarding the progress of Justin Fields.
We'll find out.
That's why I can't say successful yet. I can't. Not yet. I think in a couple of years we look back, especially if the Bears are a perennial playoff team, say, boy, they did the right thing. I just hope that this general manager can generally manage his way to better free agents and solid draft picks that can pay dividends as quickly as possible.
We're going to find
out. That's the
hope,
right?
We're going to find out.
Shay.
All right, the Vikings made the news we all expected official yesterday. They will be playing all of their starters on Sunday against the Bears as they try to guarantee themselves two home playoff games. Shot or no shot, all this is one more reason not to play Justin Fields.
Well, it's a shot for me. I don't need to see him play again. I've been saying that since the Jet game. I don't need to see him play again. I know that those, and we get this a lot, especially from the former athlete. I think Waddle agrees with this. I know Keyshawn Johnson agrees with this. So many believe that he should continue to play to get experience. What else do you want to see in this game against the Vikings that you haven't already seen? What else is he going to do that we haven't already? He's what, break the rushing record, and then what?
Agreed. I there is no scenario that I'm letting him play Sunday. None. Zero.
It is very NBA-like for him to just be out there just to break the rushing record for like a quarter or two and then let him sit down. Hey, you can surpass this mark, you know, as far as shooting, and then you can sit down for the rest of the game. Very NBA-like in that regard, if that's what the Bears are going to do. Say, what if he plays a half just to get that rushing record? What would you say about Eberflus then as a leader of men?
Stupid. Who cares if you've got the rushing record?
Yeah.
I'm not taking the chance. God forbid something happened. Can you imagine if he went down grabbing his knee?
Oh, I
hate
to see
it. Imagine that?
Hate to see it.
Oh, my God.
He's already grabbed his shoulder and grabbed everything else that's been hurting him. What do you think, Shay?
Dude, they were stupid enough. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was he not the one that had to go get an IV late in, I think, the Eagle game? Where they're not, the win doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the IV in the fourth quarter, and they put him back on the field. What game was that?
I believe it was the Eagle game.
It was either the Eagle game or the Bill game. One of them. Stupid.
What do you think, Shay?
I'm torn on it. I understand if you want to get him out there to get the record and then get him off the field immediately after he gets it.
What if that record's not... What if he can't get the record and we're in the fourth quarter and he's been sacked nine times?
I think if you don't have it by halftime, he comes out no matter what. But I think... I get it. I don't know what you do. Part of me thinks if you're healthy, you play. It just is what it is. I mean, we've seen people offer that opinion too, right? Where nobody, it doesn't matter what position or what value you hold to the organization, nobody is above playing if they're healthy.
Completely disagree. He's above the organization.
Is he?
More above franchise.
Is he?
Finally got a franchise potential quarterback. Let's put him in harm's way for a team that's playing for something, the other team.
I wonder what Justin feels about the record. Does he want to break it?
I don't care.
No, I'm just wondering.
Let me ask you a question. Dylan Cease.
Yep.
Let's assume next August, the White Sox are nine games up in the division. And they, oh my God, they can win the World Series. This team's amazing. And Dylan Cease is at pitch 122 at the end of the seventh. He's got 14 strikeouts and a perfect game going. You letting him throw 145 pitches because he could get a perfect game?
No, it's just not commonplace today. They don't allow that to happen.
Records mean nothing, especially the rushing record.
Yeah, if he breaks the rushing record, Shay, you know what I would think? And I think we'll all remember this. Boy, there's a guy that ran for his life. What a terrible team that was.
Right.
That's all we'll remember. Like the Bobby Douglas numbers. Same way, right? Just like you see those rushing records, like, boy, that offensive line was terrible for Bobby. That's all I remember.
Like, I don't think of Lamar Jackson as having the rushing record for a season. I think of Lamar Jackson being an MVP who hasn't been able to stay healthy this year.
Yeah. Shay.
All right, two more. I have one quick one first. Chase Claypool did a profile with Jeff Joniak. He told Joniak he believes he can end up being a top three wide receiver in the NFL. Shot or no shot, Chase Claypool is a top three wide receiver on the Chicago Bears.
Well, that's a no shot.
Boy. Well, Mooney.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And then.
I guess he's top three on the Bears because we don't have anybody. But is he even a top three wide receiver in the NFC North? I'd rather have Christian Watson. I'd rather have Jameson Williams. I'd rather have Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'd rather have Justin Jefferson. I'd rather have Adam Thielen.
Yeah, that wasn't his question.
I'm just giving you in the top three wide receiver in the league?
That's what he said.
What are they giving out in the training
room? I can't
even
get it out with a straight face. That's what he says.
He also said something about how great the Bears are going to be next season. Dude, those are just stupid comments. Those are just stupid.
I mean, those are what you want to hear from a player.
No,
I don't expect otherwise from a player.
You don't want him to say that he wants to be top three wide receiver in the league?
He didn't say I want to be. I will be, or I can be the top three. The part where he said, we're going to be so great next year. Did he not say that?
Yeah, but why wouldn't, like Eddie Jackson said that before this season. I want my players
saying
that.
I don't want him to lie to me. Just say, hey, we had a really rough year and we're working on it. And we hope we can be really good. Don't tell me how great we're going to be because you're not.
He's not lying, though. If he believes it, then he's not lying to you.
If he believes it, he's dumb.
Yeah. I'm no dream killer. That's how he feels. I want a player to be motivated to feel like he can do that. Yeah, I'd rather have that than the opposite. Yep, I suck. I'm terrible.
I'm not asking him to say that.
I just said it.
Right.
I just said it. But I'd rather for it to be that way. To be positive and say, you know what, I've got a lot to work on. I want to be a top three receiver in the league. I like that. I'd want him to because that maybe he'll work harder than he did this last year.
I'm talking more about what he said about the team. We're going to be, the quote, we're going to be so great next year.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Don't give the fan base false hope. Just say, hey, we had a rough year and I'm sure our front office is working on it. We want to win here.
It's not how players talk and you know that. That's how you talk. That's how players talk. Find that soundbite anywhere around the league. You're not going to get that. Even the best to the worst players don't talk like that.
And what do we love about Charles Barkley and those guys?
Yep.
Honest.
Yep. You know why? That's almost two decades removed. Don't get guys like that anymore. Today's player believes that they can be able to achieve. And I like that. Now, Chase Claypool, I saw the interview with Joniak, and so... I think there's a disconnect there because Claypool is healthy and did not pay any dividends for this game against the Lions on Sunday. No. As far as top three wide receivers, there's Darnell Mooney, there's St. Brown, and there's Pettis and Pringle.
God, we have a horrible...
N'Keal Harry.
And N'Keal Harry.
God, are we
bad. Hi, football, Harry.
We are so bad.
And what else do you have?
All right. Our friend Courtney Cronin, she was on Around the Horn yesterday, by the way. Shout out to Courtney. Mm-hmm. She had the highest win percentage on Around the Horn in the year 2022.
She did?
She sure did.
She's awesome. I'm a huge Courtney fan.
Which is really cool because she gets the last word.
Correct.
When you win, you get the last word.
She offered this opinion yesterday on the issue facing the NFL scheduling week 18.
I do know that while we have heard that this game, it's not going to be played this week, the other week 18 games, we have no word on that yet. And the word I get around from people talking in the league is that the NFL is a reactive league and not a proactive league. How can you expect other players who were not at this game last night to want to go out and play in these week 18 season finales? It just feels like the NFL is missing the mark here. We've seen precedent for this before. In 2001, after 9/11, they didn't play those week 2 games because the players did not want to play. The league was trying to force that thing through, and it was the players' decision to not play. They have the bye week in between the NFC and AFC championships. Between that and the Super Bowl, they could utilize that. They can move the schedule back. No one should be playing in week 18.
Shot or no shot, the NFL will push week 18 back 1 week.
What do you think?
I'm going to say no shot. No shot, and I disagree with Courtney. I think... Now, God forbid, if something happened worse to DeMar Hamlin,
mm-hmm.
that all changes everything. But if he continues to recover this week, I believe you play the games.
I think that you change and alter the schedule as a league based on tragedy. If there's something happened, you mentioned earlier about the president passing away.
That when John Kennedy was assassinated.
And they kept the line moving. They played a few days later, right?
2 days later.
Yeah, I think that you can alter it if there's a tragic situation. 9/11, we had to wait a week, did we not?
Correct. They skipped a week of games.
Yeah, I think in that term. And again, it's not me trying to rush football back on my television. That's not the point. Point is, though, is that I expect for football to return on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as callous as it might sound, I mean, the league's going to continue. It's going to keep moving, right?
So I talked to our friend Olin Krutz yesterday, mm-hmm. and he brought up what happened with DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah.
And he said, kiddingly, because he's in his 40s now, he said, Cap, just remember as my friend, if I'm ever back playing in the NFL, and God forbid that happens to me, put me on the stretcher, get me off the field, and go finish the game.
Yeah.
Period. Don't stop the game on my account. That's not how I would want it. Period.
That's what happened with Shazier with Pittsburgh.
Right.
Taking off on a stretcher, and they continued to play the game.
Correct.
It was paralyzed. Did they know at the time? No, but they kept playing.
Correct.
So, I mean, there's a choice there, but no, I don't think that the week should be skipped. I do not.
Agreed.
But we keep Hamlin in our prayers for sure. Looks like, Cap, things are starting to turn the corner for him. 50% oxygen now versus the 100 a day ago, right?
Correct.
So that's,
they're fearful he may have suffered lung damage, which is scary.
All right, coming up, Shea went on a vacation in Nashville. He's got a bone to pick about something, as usual. That's next on Cap and J-Hood.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Thanks so much for checking us out here on this Wednesday morning. Still to come, we've got an animal story for you. Cannot wait for that. That's coming up at 8:50. We haven't had our animal stories as of late. We've missed a lot of things since we're on our holiday vacation, Cap. And so during the time that we were off, on my side of the table, I think I watched everything of Netflix. I'm usually not watching that much television, but watched a number of movies. Was able to lock in on Black Adam with The Rock. And as we've had this conversation before, you know, there's some shows that you watch and there are movies like, oh, you got to see Black Adam or you got to see Maverick. And it's kind of these things where it's like you see it. And it's like, OK, that's good, but not great.
Maverick, Top Gun, you're talking?
Yeah. No, James Garner, Maverick.
Well, I don't know.
That's had movies.
You and Snorling this morning are throwing shows at each other and movies. I'm like, what is that? Yeah, never heard of it.
James Garner on MeTV. That he just hasn't...
Pretty good.
Yeah, but that's not what I was watching, pal. My point is to you is that Black Adam, Maverick, a couple of those shows, like I know you saw Maverick as well.
Yep.
Cap, it's like, I'm glad I'm watching those at home and not in the theater because I'd be disappointed. It's not that the movies are bad, but it wouldn't be worth dropping the whatever, how much it costs to go to a movie lately to see these movies if they're just average. If I go to a movie, I want to see something spectacular. I don't want to be disappointed.
So we went to see Avatar 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Boogaloo, exactly. Not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Too long. You know me, man. I can't sit that long. Three hours plus.
How many parlays you put in that while you're...
Funny you said that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bunch of parlays going.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day, there was NBA and there's a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had action going.
Mm-hmm.
NFL, and I had to turn the brightness down on the phone when I do this.
Right. Yes.
And I forgot, and the guy right next to me just gave me that dirty look as I kept checking to see what the score was. Yes. Yeah, I was not a huge, I didn't see the first Avatar.
Yeah.
And we go with my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, we did for years. She's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And since she passed, it's been me, Mindy, and my father-in-law, Ron. And can I pick the movie this year? He said, sure, whatever you want, Pops. And he wanted to go see Avatar 2, because Avatar 1, he said, was the greatest movie he ever saw.
Really?
So we go see Avatar 2. Snorling loved it, right?
I did. I thought it was fantastic.
The cinematography's cool.
Yeah.
The plot, dumb. Length, awful. Just, it's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I know a lot about you. We're very similar in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'd be your cup of tea, but maybe I'm wrong.
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
Did you see the first one?
Don't remember seeing it. It's certain things where, Shay, when you're off, you wake up in the morning, it's like, okay, so we're not working, so what movie haven't I seen? It felt like I was doing a lot of catch-up with a lot of that. Along with I was doing, you know, on the road with UIC Flames too, but I was watching a lot of movies, and just like, I was able to catch up some.
I think I saw 7 movies maybe over the break.
Yeah, well, he has a lot of time off, though, right?
Yeah, I like to see all the nominated movies every year, and anything that's going to be nominated for awards, I like to see them all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing some catch-up over break.
Now, it's also good to travel, and you were able to get out and travel. That wasn't via Southwest Airlines, was it? Was he just a...
No, we flew Delta.
Okay, okay. So you went on a vacation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we went to Nashville, visited my sister, hung out for a little while, and mostly we had a great time. We went and saw the movie Babylon. Speaking of going to see movies, I thought it was fantastic. Most people hate it. I think those people are stupid, but that's besides the point. It was a great movie. Yeah, we did a lot. We went to a free concert in the park on New Year's Eve that was televised. We had a good time. I watched college football. My family did some other things while I watched college football. Mm-hmm. But what really drove me crazy was one thing we did. We went to this place called Cheekwood, which is like a big park. It's got a mansion, kind of a famous old school type of place. Mm-hmm. And they do the holiday lights display. Mm-hmm. So you pay all this money to get tickets to go see the holiday lights and walk a mile through this park, and it's supposed to be beautiful and fun, and you take photos. It was raining, which already made it terrible because we have to walk through the rain. But you pay so much money that it's like, well, we're going to go do this. I just don't get the holiday lights. Can somebody explain to me what the point of this is?
You don't like holiday lights.
I don't like the holiday light display. You go to the park and walk through it. Because I got to tell you, you walk through like the big tunnel that's supposed to be the main attraction. Mm-hmm. It's just the same lights people put on their porch wrapped around like wire that they hang over a tunnel over a sidewalk.
Does it give you seizures or what's the...
No, it's just dumb. Like, what's the point? It looks terrible on the camera phone. It's not that great to look at in real life. I don't get it. Why do people go to this? What's so incredible about the holiday lights?
Do you live in an apartment?
I live in a condo.
You live in a condo. Hoodie has a home.
I have a home, yes.
How much in terms of lights do you have on your home?
Not that many. Not this year. Just a little bit. We did not light it up like we normally do. Maybe a little bit on the evergreens, but not much.
Yeah, we have some lights in the front.
Talking about for the holidays or normally?
No, for the holidays. Not like lights. I'm talking about Christmas lights.
Yeah, well, just a few. I know that you initially did not allow Christmas lights, but of course you were overruled.
No, that's not accurate.
What?
That is not accurate.
So the story you told us was not true.
That's not exactly what I told you.
You sure?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? So who's not telling the truth here? You are not allowing Christmas lights in front of your home. You're not a big fan of it. Like Shay. Correct?
Okay. I like Christmas lights in the home, to
like,
be clear.
Like, would you have Christmas lights if you had a house?
Yeah, I'd put some up. I think that's fine. Like, I like when people decorate their houses. I don't get the big park in the city where you have to pay for the entry to go look at Christmas lights.
Well, we get
I can
it.
Drive around my block. Like, why do I got to go pay to walk through a park?
Well, I got to tell you, my daughter-in-law is a member of the Botanic Gardens.
I'm putting a pin in our last conversation. Go ahead.
I'll come back to that. Mm-hmm. And she got tickets, Jenny did, for her parents, mm-hmm. me, Mindy, Jenny, my son Garrett, and our grandson Ben.
Yes.
And we went to Botanic Gardens. It was cold, but it was amazing. Amazing. The level they go to was incredible. So back to our other conversation.
Yes.
When my wife and I decided to merge our families and get married.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish. She's not. She's Greek. And she's Methodist. Mm-hmm. She said, I would like to have a tree in our house. I never had a Christmas tree because I'm not Christian.
Yes.
So we had a little family meeting with the kids, all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Brett, Nick, Alex, Garrett. And we all talked about it. And I said, okay, let's do it. Let's get a tree. So we've had a tree every year. Mm-hmm. And she has a collection of ornaments. Like, it's big, and it's awesome. And we have a menorah up as well. Mm-hmm. We like to hit the bulbs, the little lights, the whole deal. I said, the only thing I'm not real big on is I don't want to light up the house with Christmas lights.
Uh-huh.
She said, that's A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's not that big on putting them up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'd like to have a wreath on the front of the house. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Put the wreaths up. I came home about a month ago, pulled up to the house, and there's some lights, not on the house, but around the garden in the front,
yes.
All lit up.
Yep.
It's with the lights. I thought they looked pretty, and I wanted to put them up.
That's exactly right.
That's not the discussion we had. you didn't come to me first and just go, I'm going to do this or I'd like to do this. It's not like I have the ability to overrule. We just never discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
It just got done. And then we went to dinner at the neighbors, and all the neighbors said, boy, those lights are beautiful. They give such a nice vibe in the neighborhood. And all I got was the look from my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not saying they're not cool. Yeah. We just never discussed it.
So not quite what I just said, right?
I guess kind of what you said.
Exactly what I just said. Exactly.
Probably right.
The problem here is not that you didn't discuss it, by the way. It's that you're a Scrooge.
Why am I Scrooge?
Why? Your wife put up these beautiful lights. Didn't you have an issue with it because she didn't talk to you about it? If they look good, then what's the problem? I love decorating the house with Christmas lights. My issue is just with paying to walk through a park.
I understand. You're saying that the same lights that you get at Walmart, you're seeing it in a
well,
decorative
fashion.
Well,
you went to a crappy park because the Botanic Gardens thing was amazing.
Hey, eat it there. What's with the lights outside? We didn't discuss it there. Give me a beer. Right away, Cappy!
Not to that level.
Hmm, pretty close, though.
No.
Cap?
The lights stayed up.
Yeah, of course. Who do you think is going to win that spot? She won that spot because she thought it looked beautiful.
They do look cool.
Yeah, but that's not exactly what you had in mind. What's with the lights?
We just hadn't discussed it.
I'm sure there's a lot of things that you do that you did. It's not discussed, but you get it done.
Probably accurate.
That's exactly right. So that's a trade-off. 50-50 in that situation, right? 50-50.
Correct.
Didn't talk to me about the lights. Huh?
Should have seen me now with all this free time in the afternoon in Home Depot yesterday trying to figure out the bulb aisle. Excuse me, can I get some help? Because I don't know what I'm looking for. Changed all the bulbs.
That's good.
That were burned out.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Got the ladder out. Yeah, I was working yesterday.
I got to do that myself. Especially
No. You're not getting up on any ladders with your back.
No, I'm fine. My back feels good now. We're number one in the morning. Coming up around the NFL. We go around the NFL. Also, we got a great animal story still to come on Captain J Hood.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners. He starts to come and he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Go around the National Football League on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app where you can find Bear Down, the podcast. Need more Bears? Go to Bear Down, the podcast with Black and Abdallah, available on the ESPN Chicago app. But more on the NFL, here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, let's get started with the Miami Dolphins. Their head coach, Mike McDaniel, announced Tua will not be a part of the quarterback equation for the regular season finale. Remember, the Dolphins need to win that game to get in. So Tua not being a part of the equation, they might just miss the playoffs. Is there really a chance Miami just moves on from him this offseason?
I think there's a real chance. And if it's not for ability, it definitely is for the concussions. That's serious, Cap. That's two that we know of.
Well, would you be shocked, if Tua said, I'm done?
It would not shock me.
Remember Chris Borland? Wasn't that the name of the kid in San Francisco?
Chris Borland, yeah.
Who played 1 year and said, I'm done. It's not worth my long-term health, and I'm moving on with my life, and has never regretted that decision. Tua, multiple concussions. You telling me that there isn't a chance he says I'm finished? I'd be surprised if it's not at least a discussion with his family.
That thing, Shay, was humming in the middle part of their schedule, the Dolphins. You're beating the Steelers, the Lions, Bears, Browns, and Texans. You may not think a lot of some of those teams. Point is, though, is that I thought that they had a nice rhythm. And then all of a sudden the concussion to Tua, and now they've lost a string of games here. They have to be able to move on. And as much as Mike McDaniel thinks that Tua can spin the ball well and thinks that he is the guy, I think you have to take a look at something else if you're the Dolphins. Because you feel you're not getting close, right?
Well, yeah, Brady or whoever's out there.
That's the one that sticks out to me is last offseason there was all the hubbub about Brady and Stephen Ross and that reunion, the Michigan men getting together. Now it kind of feels like there's a realistic chance Miami moves on from Tua. And I feel like Miami's the preferred destination, even over Vegas, if you're Tom Brady.
If you're close, then you pull the trigger on Brady. It's not the same Brady that we've seen, though. Like, as much as you still would give Brady the benefit of the doubt, Cap, it's an older Brady that's had a lot of struggles with this Tampa team. You take him if you're close, but this is not a two-year project. It'd be 1 year or bust if you get Brady.
Correct. But Brady threw for, what, 432 yards the other day? He looked amazing.
And as they've gotten their weapons healthy again, Mike Evans looks like he's out of the slump. Chris Godwin got healthy. As they've gotten healthy and gotten their weapons back, he's looked better. And
yes,
you're not going to get better weapons than Miami. They have the best wide receiver combo in the league.
All right, what else do we have?
Mike Tomlin, chasing 500, has a chance this weekend to not only continue the 500 streak and stay above that record, but also to make the playoffs with Kenny Pickett. Is he the most underrated coach in sports?
Yes, that's a shot.
That's no question.
Well, that's a different thing. Yes, he is. He is out freaking standing.
How? With this team. Like, this is supposed to be a reset. Mm-hmm. Not Bears reset, but this is supposed to be post-Roethlisberger some struggles. It's not like they didn't give Trubisky the keys. Here, Mitch, you've been there. Prove yourself. It's another franchise. Let's do it. And he failed. And you're doing it with Kenny Pickett? Now, as much as you and I think this room really like Kenny Pickett and his upside, you didn't expect him to be in the mix right now and actually getting better as the season progresses.
100%, he is the most underrated superstar coach in professional sports in this country. No doubt in my mind.
They could beat the Browns on Sunday.
I think they will beat the Browns on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that could get them in the playoffs. It would be an amazing accomplishment.
Standard is the standard, right?
The standard is the standard.
Shay.
They say Hollywood has a sequels problem. You know what else is a sequels problem? Jim Harbaugh to the NFL stories. We are in version 8 of this. Jim Harbaugh met with David Tepper, the Panthers owner, reportedly had a phone conversation, potentially about filling a head coaching vacancy if they choose to move on from Steve Wilks.
You gonna do Brother Wilks like that again, huh? How many times do you have to prove himself? Wilks is turning it around. I mean, look. We know where the Carolina Panthers are going. I mean, they got to figure out some things here in the offseason, but hasn't Wilkes pulled the nose up on that a little bit?
He absolutely has. He's done a very good job. But if you're David Tepper and you've got more money than most of the world, you want to shop, as you call it, at the top shelf. I would think Sean Payton would be in play. Jim Harbaugh. Name the big name. I would think he has the checkbook and the appetite to go down that road. What do you give? What's his name? Who'd they fire?
Oh, Matt Rhule?
Matt Rhule. Gave him like an insane contract.
Yes.
$90 million or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's a different conversation, Cap, but let me just ask you. So are there any more coveted jobs in which you just stay there forever if you're allowed? Like, if Harbaugh wanted to stay at Michigan, even though he's gone through the slings and arrows from the fan base, you can't develop a quarterback, your offense isn't any good, you get right there to the mountaintop again. Almost a chance to get to the national championship game, you fall short. You would think that would be the rest of his life, being Michigan coach. Is there any more jobs like that? You're just like, I'm just going to stay here forever?
It's not the job. It's the way sports is today.
College sports, mean?
All sports. I mean, look, we by our admission, no one could have won with the Bears roster, right?
Correct.
Okay, we spent the first hour of the show openly pining for Sean Payton to take the job. It means Eberflus. Hey, man, you had no chance. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone. Nathaniel Hackett didn't make it a full season in Denver. Our guy in here, we love, Snorling, he would fire Jimbo Fisher tonight if somebody wrote in and said, here's $86 million in your buyout. Get out. Right?
Yes, the way
That's the way it is today.
It is.
So, no. You stay one step ahead of the posse. It's unfortunate, but there'll never be another Ray Meyer or some of these guys that coach 40 years at one job. Belichick's a one-off.
Boeheim.
He's been there since, what, 1980?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your guy, Greg Campy.
Yeah.
Been there since the Reagan, 83. Since the Reagan administration.
Right.
Don't be saying that about Campy.
He's great. Can I offer a different side of the Harbaugh deal, too?
Knock him out, Cap. He's saying stuff about Greg Campy.
Campy's the best.
The Oakland Golden Grizzlies coach. Go ahead.
His brother beat him in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that burn your ass? Wouldn't you want to go back to the NFL and get another shot? You lost to your brother in the Super Bowl. You think that doesn't come up at Christmas dinner?
Oh, I'm sure. All the time. The Harbaughs are so... God, they're so into football, and they like to go after each other. They love each other, but I think they like to bust each other's balls.
They're exceptionally close. I don't think it would burn his ass. I think he'd like to just win a Super Bowl, period. And if he had to lose one, he'd rather lose to his brother.
They're all competitive, though. Even the old man. When he saw that Philly special in that game, he stood right up in the press box. What the hell's going on out there?
Right.
The old man Harbaugh stood up. Why are you running that? Where's the timeout? Oh, he lost the game.
He was mad.
He was not happy.
He was not happy.
Jim, what are you doing? So even he was into the game, Cap. I loved watching that. His old man, because the camera got on him just at the right time. What are you doing out there? You give us one more, Shay. What else do you have?
Well, the elephant in the room regarding the Bengals and the Bills game is fantasy football. What do people do with their fantasy football leagues? I am in two leagues in the championship game in both, and Josh Allen is my quarterback in both. And I was projected to win both games. Mm-hmm. At what point do you have arguments where you decide who wins? Do you chop the pot? What happens? This is really the elephant in the room, and it's a billion-dollar industry.
Yes. Okay, so you have to. I know I'm asking you to do something that you don't have, and that's patience. But what if this game's made up, and that way you could be made whole on your fantasy football? Like, if they're going to make this game up, say it's after the regular season, and it determines who's going to get the number one seed, who's going to get the bye, all that, right? Maybe that could determine whether or not you're a winner or loser in your league. If there's one more game between the Bills and the Bengals.
Snorlax trying to find any way that he's the winner.
Is that fair?
I had an 80% chance to win both my games.
Is that not fair or no?
Yeah, I think what you have to do, it is fair, but I think what you have to do is split the pot. And it just sucks.
Well, I mean, if the game's played and Josh Allen plays well, you have a chance to win, right?
Correct.
Is it that? It's real tight, right?
Of them I'm winning, and the other one I would win if I have Josh Allen and Ja'Marr Chase. I would win.
It's not an opportunity, right? Right.
They just take the points from this week. They have something to play for. So just carry the week.
I thought about proposing that.
I think you should. You should call Meller. Is Meller in here today? Yeah, he's with Waddle. Ask Meller.
There's got to be a scenario where something's happened before.
Yeah, he'll be on in the afternoon. Ask Jeff. I'm sure that scenario's come up to him where he could help. But I think that there's going to be another game, Cap. Because it's so murky with this whole thing. Who's going to be the number one seed? You can't have two or three teams tie with the same record. It's
like in Vegas or here, PointsBet and DraftKings and FanDuel and Bet Rivers. You know what they did with all the wagers from Monday night? They're all voided.
Mm-hmm.
All voided. So I was looking in my account, and I'm like, whoa, that bet is back in my account.
Mm-hmm.
So I had different plays, and they all voided because the game has to be completed within 7 days is what they ruled. And it's not going to be.
It's not.
Bets are dead.
All right, coming up, we've got an amazing animal story. That's next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Facebook at ESPN Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces? Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping? Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
It's the Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Time for an animal story, Uncle Cappy.
I love animal stories, little Johnny. What do you got for us?
Let's go now to nephew Shane Orling with the latest on an animal story. Shane?
Yeah, two uncles. Newlyweds shocked when grizzly bear mauling moose interrupts their vows.
Okay. A mauling moose, you say?
Correct.
Tell us about
grizzly
that.
Bear mauling moose.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, go on.
During a marriage ceremony on a riverbank, on the other side of the riverbank, a grizzly bear was mauling a moose. Killed it.
Okay, hang on a second. Now, this is during a wedding ceremony, so this is in an area in which, hey, you've got the forest and you've got everything else that's going on, right? It's very scenic, I'm sure.
Correct. So the video went viral on TikTok. It's a riverbank like you'd expect, the forest. The best part is the wedding photographer walks away from the altar, jaw open, so that he can get photos of the bear mauling the moose.
Wow. Did they stop the ceremony?
I think they went through.
Hold on a second. Pause everything. Because you want the photos of your wedding. I'm just curious if they everyone watched this poor moose get destroyed. Did the moose die?
Yeah. Yes. No, the bear killed the moose, like drowned it in the river moose. And then tore it apart.
Yeah, so.
Poor moose.
Oh, it's fine.
You know, I don't think it is.
Oh, it's fine. You know, listen, as long as the people were not involved, I mean, listen, it's kind of, it's the wildlife for you. See, here's the thing. The moose was someone who was romantic, right? The moose is like, ooh, whatever moose say. And they were just very happy to see the wedding. So he pulled up a chair. The moose sat there. It was like, this is wonderful. And then the bear came over and said, what are you looking at, moose? And the bear said, hey, there's a wedding going on there. What are you looking at? Aren't weddings beautiful? No, they're not. Rawr! And the bear went after the moose and tackled him and killed him.
You know who would love to watch the moose get ripped apart?
Danny Zetterman.
Thank you.
Yes.
Danny Zetterman, our boss, gets off on these wild animal videos where they just terrorize the jungle. He loves that stuff.
It's a moose that's sitting there that's enjoying the wedding. And the bear did not like it.
Like, he would pull up videos when he was producing here. He would pull up these videos. Cappy, look at this. Yeah, no thanks, Danny. I have no interest in looking at a leopard destroy a bird.
Now, you see, JC, there was a very sensitive moose there, right? The moose just wanted to watch the wedding. That's
got
what
a,
I
got a gift you for the maybe couple.
Wanted to, wanted to get married someday, you know? Staring out there.
I think so. Now, does it read that it was a single moose? Is that what we have, Shay? Was the moose single?
It was a single moose, yes.
It was a single moose. So
it was not a moose family.
Yeah, you see? Now, the moose was there to be able to, at some point, get the bouquet. The bouquet. They throw it. That's what I was thinking.
He just threw it at the corpse of the moose. Like, the dead moose is laying in the river, and they're just yanking the bouquet at it. Oh, yeah. You're married next.
And the bear, it just says, I don't like weddings. As a matter of fact, the bear was capped. A lot of ways. Since Cap doesn't like weddings, neither did a bear.
The end of this article made me really angry. It said it gave
what
new meaning.
I'm a very thoughtful, romantic person.
Who hates weddings.
I don't enjoy going to weddings. That's true.
That's exactly right. So you're the bear in this situation. Except you didn't kill anyone.
Correct.
Yet.
Yet.
I'm not going to this wedding. Ah, take that. That's exactly what happened.
Go yourself, Mindy.
So that's what happened. But that's wildlife, though. I loved those shows when I was a kid. And that's the only thing that kept me calm as a kid, you know. All this Adderall and stuff that people take in, these pills. I didn't have pills. I had Wild Kingdom.
Yeah, Marlon Perkins.
That's what I had. I had Channel 11 to keep me calm.
That's it. Relax, Jonathan. Put the TV on.
And there I am, calling on the house phone. Yes. Yes, my parents also want to get a Big Bird beach towel. $50? Mom, $50. What? What do you mean $50? I got a pledge for this Big Bird beach towel.
Not going to happen.
She went ahead and did it anyway. That was half the money that was coming in the home. So there it is. All right, coming up next in 2 minutes, is Cap being too hard on Matt Eberflus? We'll explain that next on Chicago's Home for Sports. Woo!
How do I reach these gates?